Hare Krishna. The short-sighted seek shortcuts. Seeking shortcuts is a natural human tendency, but especially when the shortcut actually does not lead to the right path, it does not take us to the right destination, then the shortcut actually simply becomes a troublesome detour which only distracts us and wastes our time. So when in spiritual life or when in life in general, we seek quick happiness, then we deprive ourselves, we cheat ourselves. So Krishna describes the nature of happiness in life, and he says there is happiness in the mode of passion. What is the characteristic of such happiness? He says 18.38. Vishayendriya sanyogad yattadagre amritopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukham rajasamsmritam. He says vishayendriya sanyogad, sanyoga, contact of what? Vishaya and indriya, of the senses and the sense objects. So the contact of the senses and sense objects produces a pleasure. And what is the nature of that pleasure? Yattadagre amritopamam. Initially, it seems like nectar, very joyful. Pariname vishamiva. But eventually, it becomes like poison. Tatsukham rajasamsmritam. That is happiness in the mode of passion. Now, why does it become pariname vishamiva? Because the pleasure that we seek, the nature of that pleasure is that even if we get, quite often we don't get the pleasure only. But even if we say, we decide that I want to eat something delicious, and we go and get that, but that object doesn't turn out to be delicious, so we feel frustrated. But even if that object turns out to be delicious, still the problem is that we become attached to it. And if we want to enjoy as much as we would like to enjoy, that will entangle us. That will cause us great misery. And therefore, when people get attached to temporary things, then they become very agitated and they become entangled. And the soul becomes entangled to temporary material things, and the soul undergoes the miserable repetition of the cycle of birth and death. So, pariname vishamiva. So for that little pleasure, we bind ourselves to the cycle of birth and death and suffer great misery. So those people who seek shortcuts. So what is the shortcut here? People think that, oh, I want instant pleasure. Krishna actually tells us that we need to purify ourselves to get higher pleasure. He talks in the previous verse in 18.37 about the nature of sattvic pleasures, have pleasure in the mode of goodness. So yattadagre vishamiva pariname amritopamam tatsukham sattvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. Yattadagre vishamiva, that which tastes like poison in the beginning, pariname amritopamam, that which is like nectar in the end, tatsukham sattvikam proktam, that is happiness in the mode of goodness, atmabuddhi prasadajam, it is actually the happiness that awakens our spiritual intelligence, and it takes us onwards in the spiritual path. This is the Krishna says, to experience happiness, we don't there's no shortcut. We have to go to the long cut. What is the long cut? We have to tolerate the initial poison. Initial poison is because we are not yet purified, so we don't have a taste for higher spiritual or higher pleasures in general. But if we persist, despite not having the taste, that persistence is enduring the poison. If we endure that poison, then by that persistence we move onwards and we get higher happiness. And thus, we come to the level of nectar. So that long cut is tolerating the poison so that we can get to the nectar. And that is the recommended way we should enjoy in life. But instead, if we seek happiness through temporary things, through material things, through sense gratification, that seems like a shortcut. Oh, here I have the senses, there are the objects that we enjoy. So it's a shortcut, but it's short-sighted. Why short-sighted? Because we don't see, just as short-sighted people don't see what is in the distance. Similarly, we, if we become short-sighted, then we see only the immediate pleasure. We don't see the subsequent consequence. The consequence is after the Amrita, there is a long tail of Visha, of poison. So we get a few moments or a few minutes of pleasure, but because of that pleasure, we have to stay entangled in material existence, and material existence can go on for many lifetimes. So rather than seeking such shortcuts, by the practice of bhakti, we can become far-sighted. And we can see that in the long run, we can get lasting happiness. And thereby, we persevere on the path of spiritual realization and getting purification and thereby devotional satisfaction in our eternal relationship with Krishna. Thank you.